just again, some basic facts. Do you accept the fact that a million Americans died from COVID?
I don't know how many died.
You're the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You don't have any idea how many Americans died from COVID?
I don't think anybody knows that because there was so much data chaos coming out of the CDC, and there was so many perverse incentives, and these are modeled studies.
You don't know the answer of how many Americans died from COVID. This is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Do you think the vaccine did anything to prevent additional deaths?
Again, I would like to see the data and talk about the data.
You have had this job for 8 months, and you don't know the data about whether the vaccine saved
and
lives?
That's the problem, is that they didn't have the data. The data by the Biden administration absolutely dismal.
Who is politicizing? You're saying the Biden administration politicized all the data? Go back to what Senator Cantwell just said.
They fired Dr. Krause. They fired all the people who questioned the orthodoxy. They fired Dr. Gruber, Dr. Krause.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services doesn't know matter how many Americans died from COVID.
No.
Doesn't know if the vaccine helped prevent any deaths. And you are sitting as Secretary of Health and Human Services? How can you be that ignorant? I remember when we went through the hearing with you, I asked you about community health centers. You didn't know what role they play. I've been visiting community health. I'm glad you've got to one.
All right, a stunning display on Capitol Hill today as Donald Trump's handpicked health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., repeatedly face-planted, failed to answer simple questions, was just breathing heavily on camera. That's our health secretary, breathing heavily, not knowing the basic facts about the health of the American people. I mean, he was asked over and over, what was the COVID death count? Even I know this. This happened during my most formative years when I was in high school. And this man did not know. It is like a blind person leading the country right now, and it is because Trump is picking conspiracy theorists. Now, just to add a little bit of context, more than 1,000 current and former HHS employees signed a letter calling on RFK Jr. to resign. So to the Trump supporters who are going to claim that the deep state is trying to force RFK Jr. out, really? Who are you going to trust, RFK Jr. and Trump's instincts, or the 1,000 HHS employees who are experienced who are signing this letter? You know, as I asked that question, I realized Trump supporters are cultists. They're going to say Trump's instincts. But there's so much experience and data in the minds of these 1,000 people. They understand that RFK Jr. is pushing our country in a dangerous direction. They understand that RFK Jr.'s lack of knowledge is pushing our country in a dangerous, dangerous direction. Now, I have another clip to play. In this one, RFK Jr. is immediately trapped by Senator Cassidy. RFK Jr. essentially spent this entire hearing saying that vaccines caused certain illnesses, spreading conspiracy theories, doubling down on the anti-science, anti-intellectual stance that he's taken. The finances top Democrat, Ron Wyden of Oregon, said that he had caused a healthcare calamity and elevated conspiracy theorists, crackpots, and grifters to make life or death decisions. Now, in this next clip, Senator Cassidy traps RFK Jr. by asking him about Operation Warp Speed, which was Trump's own vaccine project from his first term during COVID that was actually quite a success. The paradoxical part about Operation Warp Speed is that it's something that America should be proud of. In a record amount of time, we developed a vaccine that allowed us to help at least minimize the COVID pandemic, yet Trump can't even run on it because his base doesn't believe that it's real. Take a look at this clip.
And I'm approaching this as a doctor, not as a senator. I am concerned about children's health, seniors' health, all of our health. And I applaud you for joining the president in a call for radical transparency. Thank you for that. I said yesterday, I believe it, that President Trump deserves a Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed. If he had been President Obama, he would have gotten it. But because of Operation Warp Speed, forcing the federal government to come to a vaccine development within 10 months when others said it couldn't be done, we saved millions of lives globally, trillions of dollars. We reopened economies, an incredible accomplishment. Mr. Secretary, do you agree with me that the president deserves a Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed?
Yeah, absolutely, Senator. That was phenomenal.
Let me ask you, But you just told Senator Bennett that the COVID vaccine killed more people than COVID.
Wait,
that was a statement.
I did not say that.
Okay, then let me ask, because you also...
Senator, I just want to make clear, I did not say
that. We'll check the record. That's a question of fact. You also said that you were also, as lead attorney for the Children's Health Defense, you engaged in multiple lawsuits attempting to restrict access to the COVID vaccine. Again, it surprises me that you think so highly of Operation Warp Speed when, as an attorney, you attempted to restrict access.
Well, let me ask. I'm happy to explain why.
I have 3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Can I just point out how absolutely batshit backwards all of this is? Our health secretary doesn't know the basic statistics about the COVID pandemic when it's easy to figure out. You can take the average deaths that occur from the flu or from other things every single year, take the average deaths that occur from sicknesses every single year, figure out what the deaths were during the COVID years, and you can subtract that. Obviously, it's a very simplistic way of doing it, but that is generally how it's done. You take the average death rate from the flu, and you're able to extrapolate how many extra deaths happen due to COVID. And it was roughly 1.2 million the last time I checked. 1.2 million is something that Kennedy could have said, and it would have been absolutely entirely fair, because that is the truth. Here's a quick thought experiment. Could you imagine if 100 years ago, in the aftermath of the flu that ravaged the United States in 1918, 1919, around that time, if the leading health expert in 1925 was like, oh, I don't really know much about that. I don't know the statistics of deaths. I don't know the aftermath. We actually don't even think about it that much. Rather than iterating and taking preventative measures and learning from it, what RFK Jr. is doing is just, again, staying blind, entirely blind. Let me read a part of this letter from the 1,000 HHS employees. This isn't like 10 employees who are very, very anonymous, like we have no clue who did it. These are 1,000 employees who said, quote, "We swore an oath to support and defend the United States Constitution to serve the American people. Our oath requires us to speak out when the Constitution is violated and the American people are put at risk." It continues, "Thus, we warn the President, Congress, and the public that Secretary Kennedy's actions are compromising the health of this nation, and we demand Secretary Kennedy's resignation." It's not just happening at the HHS. At the CDC as well, they have fired the director for no reason. The CDC is having walkouts. It is all entirely scary, and we need to keep our country on track. So, I know that the Trump era has been grim, but I do have a vision for a country that is led by strong, aggressive, pro-democracy leaders and returns back to a previous form. So imagine a country that is aggressively pushing the actual real health guidelines that we should follow, aggressively pushing the fact that workers should have the basic amount of rights, that wealth needs to be redistributed, not en masse. I'm not saying billionaires should be non-existent. I'm just saying that people should be able to live comfortably in the United States. We need to aggressively push for these ideals. If you agree with that, subscribe, drop a like. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.